Well, to say I was very disappointed in our performance the other day would be an understatement, because I was. I don't know why the first half was like it was. I think we all got to take some responsibility for it. I think we got to give some credit to Wisconsin after watching more and more film of it. God, they hit some shots, but that's what's going to happen to us, and that's what's going to happen when you go on the road, and that's what's going to happen when you play teams where there's some adversity. I think it's still important to protect our home court. That's still our big mission. And we got another big game tomorrow night. We have to get great play out of our two leaders and our two best players in Cassius and Xavier. And that consistency is something not half. We need both halves, and we need a whole game. The other side of it, I'm very pleased with the performance of Rocket Watts is getting better and better, and we thought Malik showed some signs of making some improvements, so we're pleased about that. As far as Penn State goes, they might be the hottest team right now. Won two road games, won four straight games. They have experience and guys that have been through those battles for 4 years in Stevens and Watkins. They were there when they were building this thing. Pat has done a great job of kind of hanging in there here, and now he's got a team with some experienced bigs, and he's got some experienced guards, and he's got some young guards, and he's playing a lot of people, playing nine people, a lot of clones, but Stevens is their go-to guy, averaging 17.7 rebounds. I guess he's one of two or three players that has scored 2,000 points their career. Watkins is a monster. He's a shot blocker. He's averaging 10 points. He leads the team with more than 8 rebounds. And as I said, he creates a lot of havoc down there as far as shot blocking. Myron Jones has been as consistent as anybody. He's averaging 14. He's a good three shooter. He's shooting almost 50%. And the Dread Kid, who is from the state of Michigan, even though he's moved around, he and Curtis Jones are two very good guards. So they've got a little bit of everything. Got guards, they got bigs. I think they're well coached, and they're a hot team right now. So there's no question. We got our work cut out for us. Not been very pleased with how we played. I've tried to say that lately. We've had our moments, but we are not very consistent right now. I do think the sickness of Gabe hurt us. He's our one energized guy, and he just couldn't go in the game. He was sick for the 2 days before his day of. He seems to be coming back. He practiced most of the practice yesterday. That'll help us a little. Questions? You can ask them all here, guys. Just because I'm so short on time, I'm not going to round table it today. So whatever you got, hit me with.
Tom, you got a group of great kids that you coach, but your team lacks that leader, that rally guy. It doesn't mean somebody can't become. You don't have it right now. How do you help a guy become it, or is it something you can even identify in recruiting when you go looking for a kid?
You know, leadership is the hardest thing now in this new modern era where nobody leads. Everybody just sits in their own little cubicle and plays with their own phone or computer. So nobody does much on leading other people. Everybody just takes care of themselves. I told you the Twitter world to me is the me world. And so it is harder to find leaders. But I think we had a pretty good leader in Cassius, but it's you know, there's only so much we can ask right now under the circumstances we're dealing with. And that's not going away. So, you know, I was hoping X would step, and he does step up in his leadership roles as far as how he handles himself and maybe how he helps the other guys. But a leader isn't a helper. A leader is a demander. A demander is a guy that holds people accountable. And that's what's the hardest part of leading now, because everyone wants to be a friend. Everybody wants to be a – it's hard to lead. It's hard to demand. You get sued for demanding now. So it's changed. The world's changed. So we have to – find a better way, and that falls on me. And I told my staff today, we had an hour discussion on how we're going to have to do a better job. Instead of complaining about some things, going to have to find a way to deal with them. But hey, don't be shocked of anything that's going on. I talked to you about our schedule. I talked to you about our expectations. I talked to you about what we've lost and what we've gone through. That has not changed. So there's nothing shocking about this. It's disappointing that we wouldn't, that we pulled a half like we did. And yet, you know, Cash has gone through that thing where he started out some bad halves and then I think the light goes on. Why? Some of it, probably there's a lot of things going through his mind. I mean, that's not who he's been most of his career here. And so we're dealing with it. We're dealing with a lot of things that we're going to deal with, and we're just going to keep fighting through them. By the way, to the phone calls I got this morning, there's some of the greatest programs in this country right now that are dealing with the same things. And I got some calls today that were kind of funny, kind of. After I came out with my staff, I said, oh, look who called. Boom, boom, and boom. Three guys that you would put up here on your coaching tree and all struggling with the same exact thing that you just brought up.
You kind of mentioned earlier about holding court at home and having to do that. Mm-hmm. You mentioned earlier, too, about this being a five-loss potential league.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the disparity, I mean, if you can hold court at home, that basically means you got to at least win one or two on the road, right?
Well, I think you got to win five on the road if you can hold court at
home. But you do have to win these ones.
Oh, yeah. You know, I mean, it could change. You could get beat at home and upset somebody on the road. But for the most part, I've said from the day one that 15-5 would probably win the league. I don't feel a lot different right now, except maybe it could be 14-6. You know, and I'm just starting to look at who's got the best schedule left, things like that, that normally is so easy to look at. So difficult to look at. I don't know. I don't know about injuries around the league. I know about our own. You know, just having Arnie back a little bit helped us some. This has been the year of all years. I could write a book if somebody wants to write one on just this year alone. But those are all excuses that nobody cares about, but they're the reality of what we have to deal with. So what I think we got to do is, you know, our margin of wins at home has been off the charts, to be honest with you. Part of that is, I think, explains the maybe the lack of vocal leadership. I do got great guys. I mean, but great guys is, you know, you ever hear that expression that I've heard a lot in the last 5 years? Well, that guy's a player's coach. You know what? Most player coach guys, there was one I can talk about that I won't talk names, but happened in football, had a phenomenal year last year, and this year they're sixth. It is tough to win championships. It is tough to sustain greatness. It is tough when everybody's shooting at you. You have to have tough-minded people to deal with that. And, you know, got some of the same people we had last year, but some of their circumstances have changed a little bit, and we're going to deal with that. But as I said yesterday when I walked into practice, we're still top of the league. You know, we're not where I want to be, and I still think you have to win some of those road games if you can win all your home games. And I thought that was one that we I think we let slip away. I give that it. I mean, if you watch Wisconsin 100 times, other than the one game against Nebraska when they made every three in the book, they took four or five of them that were from long, long range, and they made them. And, but it wasn't, it was our Leicester performance early that led to some of that, and that's what I'm disappointed about.
Tom, you mentioned you were happy with Malik yesterday. What did you see on film that you liked about his game?
Well, I just think that, you know, when you're happy with somebody, it means he played at a higher level than somebody you weren't happy with. So it wouldn't be hard. I mean, I could almost been happy with Steven if he made some shots in pregame, because I wasn't happy with some guys that I think have more to give than Dave. And but I thought Malik did the things we needed him to do. And that's what every player has to do. What do we need from you? What is your role? I thought he played his role pretty well. I thought Rocket made some shots. That's going to be still up and down for a while. I think he made some shots, but he guarded people pretty good, and he did a pretty good job defensively. And I thought his will to win was there. I like when a player, you know, tells me, you know, I can beat him here, coach. I can there. That excites me. So those two guys stood out to me. And listen, you know, we all know that we got some things that we have to deal with. But we haven't seen Xavier do what Xavier did, and I don't feel one ounce bit different about Xavier before the game, during the game, or after the game. Disappointed and then felt bad because that's not – I don't question Xavier in any way, shape, or form. He's had a couple games where he's missed some shots and he's fumbled those balls, and I think he's trying to go faster than he can go. And but every day in practice, he answers the bell. Every game, he's answering the bell. I felt like we looked tired in that game. And, you know, we did have some guys sick. Aaron Henry, Gabe was so sick he couldn't even play. But they probably had sick too, you know, and you got to learn to play through that if you want to be a champion. So I haven't changed my theories any.
It might be a tad of an overreaction, but whatever. You talk a lot about needing that third guy, and Aaron needs that third guy. Do you see a path at some point where Rocket could become that third guy, or is that too much for a kid right now?
Not at all.
Happens to him?
I see where somebody else, maybe it's Gabe, maybe it's Rocket, you know, depending where Aaron is on. But don't forget, Batman and Robin have to be there too. You know, we just don't have the consistency right now. And I think a lot of it is distractions, not ones that you've caused. But there are this team has gone through more than any team I've ever in some areas combined. I mean, some that you know, some you don't know. Nothing bad, just issues. And then, as I said, just getting Kyle back a little bit. You know, Rocket's just starting to come back. We still forget he missed a month. And those things, we're just not that talented where we're going to do everything without those things. So we got to just keep building now and figure out that last year at this time, guys, we lost three in a row and the roof caved in, you know. And I'm not trying to put that we're going to win some games now. Last year, the league wasn't half as tough as it is this year, but we still lost three in a row and still made it to a Final Four, still won the Big Ten championship. There's a lot of positive things. I can pick all our negative things, and then when I look at other teams, they got the same issues. We're all in the same boat. Nobody's great, and nobody's poor. We have a lot of people in the middle, and we're one of that group right now that is fighting through some of the things we got to fight through. And if we get through them, we got just as good a chance as anybody coming out on top. If we don't, we're going to struggle.
Tom, you didn't mention this, but Xavier looked tired mm-hmm. in that, and I'm just curious, was it a flu issue? Is it just the effort exerted early in the game? That's not something you normally used to see from
him. We asked that same thing. You know, he came in earlier in the week and was a little tired, so we actually didn't practice one day. And he, too, has more than a few things on his plate that is not normal. And it doesn't matter. It just, it's the reality of what you have to deal with. And, you know, the energy in practice yesterday was a lot better than the energy in the game on Saturday. You know, it's, I don't know why that is. I just think we need a little more leadership from the head coach and a couple of the best players. And together we gotta work this out. It's no dissension. It's no bad locker room. It's no the problems that some teams have. But the grit and the The coaches I talked to today, they all brought up, how do you push a kid? You know, and that gets into the new wave of, does everybody just transfer? How do you motivate a kid? How do you hold kids accountable? That is something that I think we all, parents and as coaches, struggle with right now. And, you know, we got to figure it out. I mean, we had an hour meeting today just to figure those things out. The hell with Penn State. Because if you don't figure yourself out and don't figure out how you're going to deal with things, then it doesn't matter what you do. We were prepared to play Wisconsin. They hit some shots, but more of it was our lack of, I think, energy than it was what they did.
Tom, excuse me. I know you talked yesterday, maybe the same thing in Indiana, that the slow starts were an issue. But in both those games, you came back and you got close and you weren't able to make the play, you know, the one play. And I'm curious, is that tied into – maybe you can point to execution or shot selection in some of those instances, but is that what you're searching for in some way, the recognition within a team of, all right, here's where we're going to win this game?
Yeah, I think a little bit. When it's hard to put too much on Cassius. I mean, he scored 23, but he got 6 in the last 10 seconds. And, you know, I mean, I remember talking to Mike Krzyzewski after we beat him last year the next morning. And I said, man, you know, we're not this, we're not that. And he says, well, I got a way you can win, just keep it in Cassius's hands. You know, that sounds pretty simple to me, but guys, we have to all understand, especially me, this has not been as smooth of a U.S. kid. And I say a lot to my staff, to my wife, to my players, to myself, could I do what he's doing? But do we need more if he is that kind of player? And probably the answer is yes, because he has it in him and he shows it. It's the consistency, and I guess you'll get sick of hearing that word. But I'd say that in the last 10 years, him and Xavier have been two of the more consistent guys I've had as far as consistent. Not always I loved it. You know, I was one defense better, this better, but I knew what I was getting. I mean, a couple of these games, I don't know what I'm getting. And that's hard from a coaching standpoint. But what I got to make sure you understand, it's not because guys are out or I'm not worried about this or I'm not worried about – there are things that the control freak I am, I can't control them all. And so him and Xavier both have some things that that I think, you know, we really need to try to address and try to help, try to be there, and yet try to make them realize that if they can take the second half a game, especially Cash, and we could turn into the first half, and it's not fair either that somebody should be able to pick up the slack. Maybe it'll be a Rocket. Maybe it'll be a Gabe. I think it hurt not to have Gabe in that game because he brings some energy to our team. But usually you go with who you brought to the dance, you know, and I like who I brought to the dance. I like him a lot, and I just got to make sure that they continue to understand. I think what's really hard that my discussions today were, and I don't think guys are as good at self-evaluating and really seeing, like, did you see that you did this? And the answer is usually not the same as the coaching staff thinks. It's pretty much universal right now, and it's a shame because, you know, can anybody tell a kid he did something wrong? I mean, would you like to be a teacher doing it now? The only guys that can tell people what they did wrong, to be honest, you guys. I think my second life, I thought I was going to be a football coach. I might come back and be one of you because then I can tell anybody anything and just say it's my opinion and everything's cool with it. and I don't mean that insultingly. It's frustrating a little bit for me, and I see it every day. I see it in the school systems. I see it. I listen to other coaches talk to me, and I got to figure out a way. And if you talk to my assistants today and say, did you have an hour meeting today about nothing dealing with the O's of basketball? I'd be interested to see what they say to you, but I'm sure they're going to say yes.
As the mother of two teenagers, I feel for you. Quick thing, control freak nature aside, is there any part of you kind of embrace or use this opportunity for what's going on right now with your team? I mean, here it is, early February, and you know obviously the prize always happens in March. Is there something that they're learning from, maybe that you feel like it's not resonating, but is this part of what you have seen in the past, kind of like evolution of teams and kids that finally get it and that the light goes on, but maybe, you know, 4 or 5 weeks later?
Very intelligent question and a very good question, because we're 8-3, I think. We're 16-6. You could argue, but I'm sure that they'll have our schedule ranked in the top five in the country if you look at who we've played and what we've done. And this time, you're not as I am. So I'm gonna take the blunt of it. I'm upset by the way we're playing. But I told you that when we were winning games, too. I did not like the way we were playing. So that is my foresight to say, you know, I know some of the reasons. Some I've shared, some I'm not going to share, except to tell you none are bad. I got nobody robbed a bank last night, okay? So none are bad. I just, the things I got to deal with. And there's, I went through a scenario with my staff and said, never in my 37 years here have I had to deal with either one of the two things that I have to deal with now in some things, or, you know, they're new issues, they're new problems, and so they're unknown. But do I think that could happen? 200%. Because I think we've shown in stretches where we're really good. I mean, really good. Not just good. You know, I say, well, God, we beat Northwestern bad, but, you know, Northwestern's 1-10, you know. And they should have beat somebody just the other, Purdue. I mean, they had them beat the whole game. They had Illinois, you know, 2-point game with them, 30 seconds left. I mean, we have done some really good things. We've just found ways not to to get off to either some bad starts or have some bad stretches. And that's my job, figure out how. But do I think that... As I said, I went through it with my staff. You know, last year at this time, we're losing 3 in a row, and the world was caving in. And then we won, I think, 5 in a row, lost 1, and won 9 in a row, and ended up in a Final Four, you know? I don't know. I don't know what team's a Final Four team this year. I sure as hell wouldn't bet anything on who would be there this year. I wouldn't. I say this. 25, 30 teams, I think, could be there. I don't think in my career I've ever thought that. But I really do. If you ask me who would win the Big Ten right now, I'd say we just have as good a chance as anybody. I'd say there's 7-8 teams that could win the Big Ten right now. I mean, we're talking in the February. Normally that's pared down a little bit more. So, new times, new year, but you know what? We always complain about players changing. And I am never, the day that you hear someone say he's a player coach, get rid of me. I have no interest in that. I have an interest in holding people accountable to doing the job they're supposed to do to accomplish what they tell me they want to accomplish. That's a big statement now. Not what I want them to accomplish, what they want to accomplish. Now, they don't know what they got to do to get there, but I do. So I feel like I'm not getting through the right way. So I got to adjust without changing what is right and figure out a new way. So there's more meetings. There's more time spent. There's more this. There's more that. I think I still will get through to it. But trust me when I say I'm treading in some waters that I've never been before. It's not one or two. It's three or four different waters that I've never swam in before. And that's my job to figure it out. It's not their job. And your job as a parent, because let me tell you now, those teachers and coaches ain't going to help you as much as they used to back in my day. But you're going to have to do it. And so it falls on nobody but me. I got to get this done, and I'm going to get it done. A couple more?
What do you think is playing the best Big Ten in terms of players or a player or two that, you know, when you're looking around watching film that you think is playing really, really well right now?
You know, that would just kind of go with my whole statement I just said. Usually by now you got two candidates that are player of the year, right? I mean, usually by February you always got that. I mean, I look at Stevens. He's playing as well as anybody right now. You know, I look at Trice because I still talk to his parents, you know. He was so bad. I played him the first time. I felt bad for him. I gave him a hug. I said, hey, hang in there. You know, the shots are going to fall. The last four games, he's played at a whole nother level, you know. I like some of the guys. Maryland, the Smith kid, seems to be playing better. And then all of a sudden, the little guard has two great games in a row. Earlier than that, not so great games, you know. I don't have a good answer for, you know. I could say some guys, you know, the Felix kid the other day played so well against Illinois. He didn't do anything against us, you know. Everybody's been a little different, and I'd say that the Big Ten has been consistently inconsistent, and so my battle cry with my players have been, let's be different. Let's not fall into the same trap as everybody else has fallen into. I don't know. Not only think we're falling into it, I think a lot of people are falling in. I think people all over the country. I mean, this weekend, Villanova gets killed at home. Seton Hall gets killed at home. You know, there's a lot of coaches today scratching their head. And so this is one time, if you have a good opinion, I'd like to hear it. Because I kind of agree that from a mom perspective or dad's perspective, you know, there's a lot of things that are happening in the last couple of years that I do not think is beneficial to everybody. But my job, I'm not changing the world. I got to make sure that I adjust and figure out how to get my kids to a certain level that they need to be at. What's that? Well, if I told you, there's not even a doubt in my mind on that. That ship's already sailed. And I appreciate it. And I appreciate the way you answered it. But I don't think when you're in it and it doesn't happen to you. Now, some of you guys I've talked to and people are ripping you too, you know, and they, you know, on everything. I once said I'm unconstitutional because I don't believe in that when freedom of speech was written like it was meant the way it is. But I watched a movie once that says, you know, that's our rights. But I am worried about it. I am worried about it. And I will say this, and I hope to God, I hope you all appreciate it. I don't want to do it the Tom Izzo way. I want to do what's best for these kids. And if I had no accountability in my life growing up, I wouldn't be standing here in front of you. And if I had to deal with some problems and things said about me that are said about these kids, I wouldn't be standing in front of you. And I think we all, if I hear one more person, and thank you for saying that, not for me, one more person say, well, you know, you're not going to change it. Well, this seems to be not a Michigan State issue or a Michigan issue or a state of Michigan issue. I mean, we have some problems and better face them. And I wasted an hour of my day facing them today. I didn't waste it, but I spent it with five guys in a room. And some are fathers of little kids, and some are of bigger kids. And, you know, I love my team. I love my guys. When I say that, Hondo, you and I have talked about it. I don't like them. I love them because they cause me no problem. I just came off the best academic semester career. I feel for more than a couple of them that are going through some tough times. But the Kobe situation for me was real enlightening because it's such a big deal. It's just the world news it brought was so, it was like nothing I've seen. But it's almost over because today's news, it just is gone. We move on to the next thing. And I don't like that. I like learning things from things like that. I like using things like that. I like how people have changed their lives and done some incredible things. I feel bad because I think these kids are exposed to so many things that I'm glad I lived where there was hell. We barely had TV, you know. And I'm not being old school. I really am being right school. It's not right what happens in the schools. It's not right what goes on with them. It's not right with what people have showed me, what some people have to read every day. It's not right. And so there's going to be a little more inconsistency. What I think you should hold me accountable, can I be different? Can I be different and find some consistency? And I promise you, it'll be a 20 out of 24-hour day work to do it, and I'm going to do it. And I feel really good about the potential of this team. I just don't think anybody's shoulders above anybody. I think Penn State's is good. I mean, Wisconsin, what are they? They're 6-5 in the league, you know, with a tough loss at home at the buzzer to Illinois. Or they'd be, you know, right there knocking on the door, you know. We've had two rough road losses. I think our average win at home has been 12. Our average win has probably been 18 points. But, I mean, our lowest has been 12. You know, there's something in that. It's not just who you're playing. There's something good in that. So I got to find out what makes us tick here and what makes us not tick on the road. And I think there's a lot of schools trying to figure that out. Now, this past week, there's some very good they're trying to figure out what makes a ticket home. You know, I mean, are we ready to see Duke get beat at home by a? Are we ready to see Kentucky get beat? I talked to John today. I mean, are we ready to see them get beat by Evansville? Are we ready to see some of the thing happening? And I do think you're right. I do think that it is keeping a balance for these poor kids on whether they're getting too high with all the pats on the back or getting too with all the insults and then trying to figure out who do you listen to, who do you have as a staple. So my staff is on 24/7 here that there's no panic. We're 8-3, for God's sakes. There is a dislike in the changes, and then I'm trying to grasp my arms around, are we changing some because of those things? Are we changing some with some very tough things that we've had to deal with this year that you normally don't? One, a real, real tough negative. And believe it or not, one, a real, real cool positive. But it's very distracting to deal with. And so we go from there. Anything else?
Be a hell of a Big Ten tournament.
Don't miss it. Get your tickets early.